Mr. Chairman, before I start, we filed objections yesterday with regard to the exclusion of certain exhibits and with regard to the fact that this information we just heard from the commissioner was not made available to any of the parties or to the board or the board's counsel prior to today's hearing, which is sort of an unfair situation and deprives us of the ability to assess and evaluate and to give you an informed response to these comments. It also deprives your counsel of the ability to do so. So I wonder if you wanted to take up my objection before we start.
I think we would not object.
We'll note on the record that you've objected, but I want you to proceed with the comments regarding the four criteria at this time, because I'm not accepting additional submissions before this board at this time. We have just the four criteria to deal with.
So for the record, the objection is proffered and preserved. Thank you.
Steve, if you could introduce the gentleman with you too, for the record.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Steve Hinchman. I'm counsel for Osbar Islands Trust. And with me at the table today is Charles Verrill, and he is president of Osbar Islands Trust. As you just heard, the one of the applicants here is the Department of Transportation, and essentially you have a structural issue where you have one cabinet level agency seeking a permit from another cabinet level agency. And this is the exact type of situation that calls for independent review by this board and for it warrants structurally. It's an inherent conflict of interest that warrants this board's consideration. And I just want to call your attention to your charter and remind you of this, section 341B of Title 38. And the purpose of this board is to provide informed, independent, and timely decisions on the interpretation, administration, enforcement of laws relating to the environmental protection, and to provide for credible, fair, and responsive public participation in department decisions. So this project falls right within your charter and is a core part of your purpose. With regard to the specific criteria before the board, you have four criteria, and so you'll need today to make findings on each of the four criteria, and if you reach three, where you find the criteria met, then by statute, you are required to take jurisdiction. So as you go through and vote on each one, if you hit three that meet the criteria in your judgment, then you're required to take jurisdiction. If you meet less than three, you have the discretion to take jurisdiction, but not the mandatory obligation. Turning to the fourth criterion, which is that the project location is in more than one municipality, territory, or county. This is the one exhibit that we provided that was included in your packet. We have four others that were excluded. And we just have a copy of it here for you. And I'd like to point out that you have two permits here, water quality certification, Coastal Zone Management Act that apply to the Corps, and a third permit, the NERPA permit, applies to the Department of Transportation. A water quality certification and NERPA permit are required both for dredging and for disposal. The dredging site is within the municipal boundaries of the town of Searsport, and there are two proposed haul and disposal sites. One is in western Penobscot Bay between Northport and Islesboro, straddling the border of those two municipalities.
Should it be page 67?
Thank you. The other site is off of Rockland, which is in Waldo County, it's in a second county, and it invokes jurisdiction of several more municipalities as the hall comes down into the Rockland site. This exhibit is conclusive evidence that the facility, the project, the two aspects of it, dredging and disposal, are located in more than one municipality and more than one county. The data is taken from the main office of GIS data layers, which is the town boundary data layer. It's METWP24. And the project data is taken from the application itself. With addressing the comments of the commissioner, the ownership of state submerged lands is derived from the Massachusetts Colonial Ordinance of 1641. I refer you to 12 MRSA 1865 with regard to that conclusion. That same colonial ordinance of 1641 establishes that towns have jurisdiction to regulate the waters within their boundaries. So the fact that the project will dredge submerged lands that are owned by the state of Maine in public trust for the people of Maine, and then dispose of the dredge spoils in a different location, also on submerged lands. The fact that the lands are all owned by the state in trust for the people does not alter the fact that the jurisdictional boundaries of the municipalities and the counties at play here include the waters of Penobscot Bay. Maine towns have clear jurisdiction over their waters and harbors within their boundaries. That's why all towns have harbor masters and shellfish wardens while they issue permits for moorings. They have marine police with jurisdiction to assert police powers over activities within those municipal boundaries. And by statute 38 MRSA section 2, the municipalities also have the authority to establish navigation channels and designation of anchorages within their waters. In this case, the applicant has even acknowledged the municipal jurisdictions in play here noticing the towns of Searsport, Isles Park, Belfast, Northport, Stockton Springs of their application. And I would also note the department in all of its notifications has also notified the towns, conceding the fact that these locations are within the municipal boundaries of town. So on criteria one, I would urge you to find that the project is located in more than one municipality and or county. Related to that is the first criterion. Will the project have an environmental or economic impact in more than one municipality, territory, or county? Call your attention to the word or. It can be economic or environmental impact, and it needs to be in more than one municipality. So either economic or environmental satisfies the statute. And here, no one would dispute that there'd be statewide economic impacts among the parties. And indeed, that is the entire purpose of the project. The Searsport expansion dredging proposal is part of a statewide plan developed by MDOT decades ago. It's known as the three-port strategy, in which Searsport is one of three intermodal cargo facilities integrating statewide routes for shipping, trucking, and rail. The entire rationale is to grow economic activity not in Searsport alone, but statewide. It will be funded 20% by Maine taxpayers, not the people of one municipality. In other words, the sole purpose of the project is to provide economic transportation benefits to more than one municipality. And that is in the environmental assessment, the application by the Corps and the Department of Transportation, and it's in our comments. I'd also like to point out that the potential economic negative impacts of the project affect more than one municipality. The Corps acknowledges that the disposal of nearly 1 million cubic yards of dredge spoils will displace lobstering in the immediate area for several years. Lobstering in Western Pan Bay is a $2.6 billion industry. Landings in Searsport alone have tripled in the last 6 years. We've already lost important lobster habitat in Western Pan Bay due to the Mallinckrodt mercury contamination withdrawal. This project will cause further losses, which will affect the lobstermen in these immediate areas. Will also force them to crowd other areas There's no unused lobster fishing grounds left in Penn Bay. And with that, you have the ripple effect through effects to bait, gear, and other marine trades. So this will be acutely effect on the water. This will be felt acutely on the waterfront throughout the region, not just in one municipality. There's also an environmental impact in more than one municipality. National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Association, National Marine Fisheries, have both found formally that the dredging in Searsport will cause significant and permanent losses of shallow water habitat and violate the endangered fish habitat requirements. And they're requiring mitigation to try and address that, and the Corps has refused to do that mitigation. So there's one environmental impact. It's the footprint of the project within Searsport. The spoils from the dredging will be deposited in Western Penn Bay within the boundaries of Islesboro and Northport, or within the boundaries of Rockland. So there's a second impact in a different municipality. In addition, a significant portion of the dredged spoils do not meet the standards for ocean disposal because of mercury and other contamination.
We don't care about what the spoils are. You talk about economics. We don't have any analysis before us showed us the pro and con on that. So stick to your economic argument.
Well, the criterion is environmental or economic impact.
But don't make assumptions.
I'm just trying to address the potential environmental impacts. And what I'm trying to say here is that the spoils contain contaminants, and that's in the environmental assessment. So disposing of contaminated soils, and these are soils with criteria violations.
We have evidence before us to anything relating to the quality of the spoils.
You do. It's in the environmental assessment that was included in the record.
Okay, just continue.
All right, well, the disposal alone, which will submerge habitat and prevent lobster fishing for 3 to 4 years, is a clear environmental impact. I would make the proffer there's also contaminants in the spoils and that you should be addressing that environmental impact under this criterion. The third criteria. So I urge you to find, on economics alone, it's unclear, it's not disputed. I'd also urge you to find there's environmental impacts in more than one municipality. Moving on to the third criterion, whether the project is likely to come under significant public scrutiny. Criterion is likely. We would contend that it's already the subject of significant public scrutiny. As we pointed out in our submission to you, the Corps held two public hearings on this project so far, one in February, one in April of last year. And then there's been a third hearing, which is DMR's required hearing that was conducted last month. In those three hearings alone, we had 175 people in the first, 215 in the second, and 200 plus in the third. Nine towns have formally requested the Corps undertake a full environmental assessment of the project, which has not yet happened. And 31 Maine state legislators have twice requested the Corps conduct a full-scale environmental impact statement. An EIS is the means by which the scrutiny occurs. An environmental impact statement is a federal requirement, and it's a very, very detailed document. It's several hundred pages in length. It will take a year to complete, and it will go into intense technical detail on each of the issues related to the project, the fisheries, the spoils, the economic impacts, the positive and negative. So this is exactly the type of scrutiny the commissioner was talking to you about. And this is the type of scrutiny that 31 legislators and nine towns have requested that the Corps make. If I ran a Google search last night on the term Searsport and dredge and picked up over 30 articles from the last 2 years regarding this project. It is hotly debated by the public in the region, and the press coverage is statewide press coverage. It's the BDN, it's the Press Herald, and it is Maine Public Radio, as well as a number of the local journals. Public scrutiny also concerns issues that are highly technical in nature. And again, the commissioner talking about scrutiny as being minute evaluations of technical issues. And she's found that indeed there's controversy and there's a need for a hearing to address these technical problems. In a way, to find that there will be public scrutiny on the one hand, you have to find that there's a need to hold a hearing to address technical questions regarding the project. That's mutually incompatible. She's essentially admitted that there will be minute scrutiny over highly technical, controversial issues. Those issues include the permanent loss of shallow fish water, essential fish habitat, the mercury testing issue, the safety of pockmarks disposal, the viability of the Dawson alternative, and the last point I make on scrutiny for you is that this project requires federal funding. Federal funding requires an act of Congress. So literally, this project will require an act of Congress to get passed. If that's not public scrutiny, I don't know what is. The last criterion is that this involves an activity not previously permitted or licensed by the state. And here, dredging is routinely licensed by the state. However, dredging in this situation has never been licensed by any state in the country. And what I'm talking about here is they're going to dredge areas that have methane deposits. And when you pull the subsurface over the methane, will methane be released? They're going to drop the spoils in areas that have pockmarks that are hundreds of years old that have never filled in because of scouring currents. So there's two extremely controversial issues, and this dredging disposal location was previously rejected in Maine by prior state agencies because of the hazard involved with the pockmarks disposal. It's extremely controversial because a large unintended release of methane into the bay, or the scouring of sediments once they're disposed of and re-release of those sediments, many of which are contaminated, into the bay, either of which would be economically and environmentally catastrophic for the bay. So this is the type of technical issue and policy issue that warrants this board's careful attention. These are activities that have never been permitted in Maine. In fact, they were considered and rejected previously in Maine. And we have testimony that there's no place in the United States or the world for that matter that's deliberately attempted to use a methane pockmark disposal in the manner proposed. Test? There we go. Nor has there been deliberate, I wondered if my time was up. Nor has there been deliberate dredging over a methane deposit in this nature. So for those reasons, and again, they're very technical in nature, but they're a significant concern. The Penobscot Bay is not a local resource. It is one of the gems of Maine. It is a national heritage and an international heritage. I'm a sailor. My favorite week of the year is the week I get to sail from Casco Bay up to Penobscot Bay. Everybody in Maine uses Penn Bay. It is a resource of statewide significance. So with that, I will close my comments and answer questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Any board members have any questions?
Just a brief comment. I suspect that you actually sailed down. It takes you down and then
you go. Last time I did it, unfortunately, it was upwind.
As a sea captain, down east is down east because the prevailing currents go down east, not the wind.
I wanted to clarify something for the board. Mr. Hinchman, you indicated that that the board has an option to exercise its jurisdiction if less than three of the criteria are met. My reading of the statute and the regulations differs from that. I think the board needs to find at least three of the criteria have been met in order for it to exercise jurisdiction. And then I have one question. You mentioned two counties. I don't see on the diagram a county line. Can you repeat what you said about two counties?
Yeah, okay, so there's two disposal sites proposed in the environmental assessment. One is the Western Penn Bay site, which is located on the map that we showed you. It's between Northport, it straddles the boundary between Northport and Hillsborough. The alternate site, if that site is not permitted, not found suitable, is the historic dredging disposal location off Rockland.
But the site proposed is within Penobscot County.
No.
The site proposed, if I could cite to the back. So the primary disposal site, the preferred disposal site is in blue here. That is, and the dredging site is in red. So the preferred disposal site and the dredging site are both within Waldo County.
Okay.
The alternate disposal site is in Knox County in the town of Rockland. Yeah, and again, these town boundaries that you're looking at are coming from the main office at GIS data layer. And yeah, I'll just point out that Hillsborough town boundaries were established in 1789 by the Massachusetts legislature.
Okay.